以色列人在埃及人的压迫之下，他们向神呼求，神要把他们带领出埃及。
This morning we talk about the Israelites was under the extreme oppression of the Egyptians, and God will lead them out of Egypt.
家属他们一直都生活在非常安定富足的环境当中啊，他们可能不想要离开埃及。
And if they live in the comfort and abundant environment, they would never want to leave Egypt.
真的，有时候我们在传福音的时候也是这样。
Truly, when we the same thing apply when we preach the gospel.
有的人一帆风顺，都没有遇到什么困难。
And some people are smooth sailing; they never encounter any problems.
你跟他做见证说，叫他信耶稣，他觉得说我不需要。
And when you bear testimony and plead and ask them to believe in Jesus, they say, "I don't need to."
所以有的人说，我们教会的信徒啊，很多都是在那个，很多都是在困难当中啊。甚至有的人走投无路，才到正教会来。
And that's why many of our believers, came to believe in their tribulations or when there is nowhere else to go.
哦，当有时候我们在苦难当中、贫穷、患难当中啊，人家传福音给我们，我们就比较容易接受。
So when we're in trouble or tribulations and people preach to us, we be more likely to accept it.
所以圣经里面说，神在我们苦难的摇中啊，来拯救我们。
And that's why the Bible says God through the trouble and tribulation saved us.
所以苦难对这样的人来讲啊，并不是一种后患，反而因祸得福。
And so trials and tribulations are actually blessings in disguise.
往往在人的尽头啊，结果就是神的起头。
A dead end for a man is the beginning of God.
以色列民在苦难当中啊，他们在呼求神。
And that's why the Israelites, throughout their tribulations, they cry out to the Lord.
那第二章里面谈到这个拯救者的预备。
And chapter 2 talk about the Savior's preparation.
神要拯救他们啊，当然神有办法独立拯救，但是往往他就透过人。
And God wants to save them, and of course, God can do it independently. However, God wants to do it through man.
所以神在每一个时期啊，都兴起不一样的人来跟他同工。
And that's why through different periods of time, God raised different workers to work with him.
其实我们现在有机会信主，有机会来服事，这也是神的恩典。
And now that we have the opportunity to believe in Christ, we have the opportunity to serve him. This is also his grace.
第二章里面谈到说，神预备了摩西做拯救者。
And chapter 2 talk about that God has prepared Moses as a savior.
摩西的父母亲啊，都是虔诚的义人。
And Moses' parents are very devout, righteous person.
属于利未家族。
And they belong to the tribe of Levi.
在希伯来书十一章里面谈到说，父母亲的这个摩西的父母亲很有信心。
And Hebrew 11 talks about Moses' mother have great faith.
因为当时啊，法老命令要把男孩子统统把他弄死掉。
Because at that time the Pharaoh gave an order, whoever any male son will be put to death.
结果摩西的父母亲因着信心啊，就把他留下来。
And through faith, they reserved Moses.
他说长达三个月啊，因为孩子渐渐长大了，哭声可能比较大。
And they hide it for 3 months, and then the baby part getting bigger.
所以妈妈就把他弄来一个箱子，把他放在里面，放在那个蒲草啊，蒲草箱啊，放在那个河边。
And so the mom put him in a basket and put it by the river.
我看这个摩西的妈妈也是相当有智慧啊，在处理事情啊，她也不是随便的。
From here we can tell that Moses' mom is actually quite wise. She took things seriously.
因为她把那个箱子啊，就放在那个炉底当中啊，那个地方是法老的女儿常常会去那边洗澡的地方。
And then she put the basket under the reed and where often the Pharaoh's daughter bathed.
按照一般的资料来讲啊，因为埃及人拜很多神。
And according to the ancient histories, that Egyptian worship many gods.
法老的女儿会去那边洗澡，这也是他们拜神的一种仪式啊。
And the Pharaoh's daughter went there to bathe herself. That was also a ceremony.
结果摩西的妈妈把这个摩西的那个箱子放在那里。
And so Moses' mom put a box over there.
结果叫米利安在那边看，米利安那个时候也很小。
And asked Miriam to stay to watch over.
我那时候女儿就叫人说把那个箱子拿来，打开一看呢，里面一个非常可爱的孩子。
And then Pharaoh's daughter gave order and have the box brought to her. And when she opened it, there was a baby boy inside.
啊，孩子长得很俊美，哎呦，那个时候又哭了。
And the boy was quite handsome, and he was crying.
啊，所以法老的女儿啊，很有同情心啊，看到啊，这是一个希伯来人的孩子，好可怜。
Pharaoh's daughter was filled with compassion. Oh, this is a Hebrew boy. How sweet.
啊，一般的资料是说法老的女儿已经结婚了，但是没有孩子了。
And the thing was that Pharaoh's daughter was married but had no children.
啊，所以他就可怜这个孩子，很喜欢他。
So she took pity on the kid and liked him very
much. 那这也是神感动人呐。
And this is how God moved people.
所以腓立比书里面讲到说，人在立志行事嘛，都有神的灵在心中感动。
And Philippians said, talk about when we make determinations, it's because of God's movement.
他看到这个小孩子很可怜啊，很同情，啊又很喜欢。
When he see the boy was very, very cute and very likable.
啊，那这个刚好摩西的姐姐啊出现。
And Moses' sister appeared.
虽然那么小啊，但是她也很有智慧啊。
Though Moses' sister was very young at that time, but she was also full of wisdom.
她说：“你要不要一个奶妈来帮你照顾这个孩子？”
She asked, "Do you want a nanny to take care of the child?"
她说：“好啊。”
And the Pharaoh said, "Yes."
那结果她就跑回家，米利安就跑回家把妈妈叫来。
And then Miriam went home and called her mother.
那法老的女儿说：“好，你把这个孩子啊带回家养。”
And the Pharaoh said, "Okay, bring the kid home."
啊，我给你工钱。
I will pay you money.
啊，然后长大了以后再带回来。
And when she's grown up, bring it back.
所以，在那个很危险当中啊，本来是要丧命的。
And so in that time of danger, they were supposed to die.
啊，那是神就特别安排啊，让这个孩子又回到妈妈的身边。
But God's special arrangement for the son to come back to the to his mother.
啊，现在妈妈可以很公然的抚养他的孩子了。
And now the mom can raise the boy publicly.
因为这个孩子现在的身份变成法老女儿的儿子啊。
Because the status of this boy is the Pharaoh is the Pharaoh's grandson.
啊，他可以照顾自己的孩子，还有工钱可以拿。
And not only she can take care of her own child without any problem, she still receive a wage for it.
啊，又从小又可以把信仰来教育他。
And then, she can teach him religion through young.
所以神的安排就是这样奇妙。
So God's arrangement is so wonderful.
摩西小的时候，妈妈给他的教育啊，对他一生的影响非常大。
When Moses was young, the mother gave him the teaching. That teaching was very important.
因为他知道他就是希伯来人。
Because he knew he was Hebrew.
啊，虽然他后来在王宫里面长大。
Though he grew up in the palace.
他知道说他不是埃及人。
He knew he's not an Egyptian.
这是小的时候爸爸妈妈给他的教育。
And this is the education that her mom has imposed on him.
所以妈妈给他抚养了一段时间，慢慢长大以后，啊，就把他带到法老女儿那里。
So the mom reared him, and when he was growing up, she brought him before the Pharaoh's daughter.
所以他身份上是法老女儿的儿子。
So the status was the grandson of the Pharaoh.
啊，法老女儿给他起一个名字叫做摩西。
Pharaoh's daughter gave him a name.
那摩西的意思就是说，我把他从水里面救起来了。
And the meaning of Moses is that for I drew him out of the water.
那所以后来在40岁以前呢，摩西是在王宫里面长大。
And before the age of 40, Moses grew up in the palace.
我们看到摩西的一生啊，120岁。
We look at Moses' life, 120 years old.
一般我们可以把它分成三个阶段。
And generally speaking, we divide it into three sections.
啊，四十岁以前。
Before age of 40,
40岁到80岁
from age 40 to 80,
80岁到120岁
from age 80 to 120,
因为呢，在王宫慢慢长大以后
and after he gradually grew up in the palace,
然后有一天呢，他要出去看看他的同胞希伯来人
one day he went out to see his people, the Hebrew,
他发现呢，有一个埃及人在欺负希伯来人
he he was seeing that one Egyptian was picking on a Israelite.
所以他就把那个埃及人把他打死啊，把他藏在沙土里面。
So he killed the Egyptians and buried him in the sand.
他以为没有人看得到。
He thought nobody has seen it.
他以为说我现在有勇力啊，我可以来救助你的同胞了。
He thought now that I have strength, I can save my own people.
啊，第二天呢，有两个希伯来人在吵架。
And the next day, there were two Hebrews that were fighting.
摩西就对那个欺负人都说，你不要欺负你的同胞。
And Moses was asked, telling the oppressor, do not pick on your own people.
啊，这个那个人呐，很凶啊。
And that guy was rather aggressive.
哦，谁立你做我们的首领跟审判官？
He said, who had made you the ruler over us?
哦，难道你要杀我，好像昨天把那个埃及人杀掉一样吗？
Are you going to kill me just like you killed the Egyptian yesterday?
哦，本来摩西以为说他把埃及人杀掉啊，因为他看到没有人呐，以为没有人知道。
Before Moses thought that when he killed the Egyptians, no one would knew.
后来没想到啊，他这个消息啊都传出去了。
Later, unexpectedly, the news spread out.
后来法老要杀他，所以他就跑到旷野去。
And Pharaoh wanted to kill him, so he fled to the desert.
结果在米甸旷野就寄居了40年。
And in the wilderness of Mira for 40 years.
米甸的旷野，他在那里啊，娶了太太叫做西波拉。
And over there, he married the wife, Sephora.
好，那这个米甸人呐，讲起来也是亚伯拉罕的祖孙呐。And
the Midianites were actually the ancestors of Abraham.
你看，如果我们看创世纪的话，我们就知道。If
you turn to Genesis, you'll know.
创世纪25章啊。Genesis
25.
撒拉死掉了以后，亚伯拉罕又娶了一个太太。Sarah
died, and Abraham married another.
他又生了6个儿子。
And has 6 children.
其中有一个叫做米甸。And
one of the children's name was Midian.
所以这个米甸人呢，是亚伯拉罕庶出的祖孙。So
the Midianites were actually from the descendants of Abraham.
这摩西就在那里啊，替他的岳父叶托罗来牧羊40年。And
so Moses went to his father-in-law Jethro, and sheep there for 40 years.
后来神在火焰当中啊，来选召他。And
then God through the burning bush called him.
他本来在40岁的时候觉得说他有办法来救同胞。At
the age of 40, he figured that he has the might to save his people.
但是呢，神觉得说啊，他还不能用。And
on the contrary, God did not think he was quite usable.
因为他充满着血气。Because
he was filled with
没有办法做一个好的领导者，
he was not a good leader.
所以神就让他在旷野再操练40年。
So through the desert, God trained him for 40 years.
那这40年当中啊，看起来天天牧羊，也没有做什么事情。
And in that 40 years, he would shepherd the sheep daily. There seems to be nothing.
但是这40年对摩西的帮助相当大。
But these 40 years really helped Moses.
没有这40年的操练啊，摩西没有办法带领以色列。
Without these 40 years of training, Moses cannot lead the Israelites out of Egypt.
所以有的人说啊，摩西在40岁王宫的40岁以前王宫的教义啊。
So some people, there are people say that before age of 40, Moses has the education of the palace.
圣经里面说，摩西学了埃及一切的学问。
Bible says that Moses learned all the knowledge from of the Egyptians.
说话行事都有才干。
In his action and in his deeds, he was very capable.
因为在埃及里面可以受到当时最好的教育。
Because in Egypt at that time, he was able to receive the best education.
在王宫里面啊，就是要栽培啊，怎么样成为一个伟人。
And in the palace, they were training them to become great people.
所以在王宫里面所看到的就是人的伟大。
So in palace, you see how great a man is.
他以为说可以靠着人呐，靠着自己有办法来救同胞了。And
Moses thought he could use man to save his own people.
但往往人觉得自己很行的时候，神却不要用。And
often when a man thought of his capability, God do not want to use him.
那另外呢，在旷野的40年。
And than in the desert for 40 years.
看起来好像很浪费时间呐，学不到什么。
Looks like a waste of time, and he probably did not learn much.
但是实际上啊，在野地当中所看到的都是神的伟大。
But in actual reality, when he was in the wilderness, he has saw the greatness of God.
无论是天上所摆的星宿
，either it is the heavenly hosts,
地面上所有的山川啊，一草一木啊，都是神伟大的杰作。
And the grass, the valleys, everything was the great work of God.
他每天就带着羊去吃草喝水。
And every day he would bring his sheep to eat the grass and drink the water.
这四十年当中啊，可以把摩西当成一个真正的属灵领袖。
And that 40 years, Moses was trained to be a great spiritual leader.
因为他发现啊，我们人的渺小。
Because he discovered how puny.
神的作为是何等的伟大。
And how great God is.
好像大卫啊，因为他也是一个牧羊人。
Just like David, he was also a shepherd.
所以在诗篇第八篇里面说啊，我看观看天上神所陈设的各样星宿。
In Psalm 8 it says, when David looked at all the heavenly stars.
所以他就赞美神，神啊，你实在太伟大了。
And so he praised God, God, how great you are.
啊，我们人虽然这么渺小，但是你却眷顾我们。
And how, though we are so insignificant, and yet you look after us.
所以四十年的旷野操练让摩西谦卑下来。
So the 40 years of training has caused Moses to humble.
后来神觉得说他可以用了。
And later God felt that he is usable.
八十岁的时候才呼召他。
At the age of 80, God called him.
那个时候摩西觉得自己不行。
At that time Moses felt he was unable.
但当他觉得自己不行的时候，神却要用他。
Of course, when he feels incapable, God wants to use him.
我们有时候往往我们人也是这样啊。
And often we are like this also.
我们有时候觉得我很能干，我什么都可以，但是神不一定要用。
Sometimes we feel that we are very capable, but God do not want to use.
但是当我们觉得我们自己不行的时候，我们想说靠神啊，那个时候神才会用我们。
And when we feel that we are incapable, we need to rely on God, then God will use us.
我们有一次神学生，神学院的招生。
And one time there were this admissions or application.
有一个弟兄啊，他年轻的时候他就立志要当传道。
And there was this youth, he set a goal to
become a pastor. 很有心啊。
And he was quite determined.
但是等到后来真正啊神学院招募他的时候，他就有点犹豫了。
And when our theological school in Taiwan wants to call him,
他一直觉得说，我现在可以吗？我好像不敢，觉得这个责任很重。
And he felt uneasy, and he felt the responsibility was quite great.
所以在口试的时候，有一个传道问他。
So during the oral exam, a pastor asked him.
那结果他就有点犹豫不决了，他不敢。
And then he was quite timid, and he wasn't so sure.
啊，那个时候那个传道说啊，他没有心了，啊，不要了。
And then the pastor said he doesn't have the heart anymore. Don't use.
但是另外有的传道者就说
，But another pastor said
他本来自己以为说自己可以
，And he figured that he himself is able to.
但是现在他懂了，他知道说这个责任很重大
，But now he understands that this is such important task.
觉得说自己好像不太配
，He feels that he's unworthy.
然后，所以那个传道就说，其实现在才是真正神要用他的时候。
So the other pastor said, actually now is the time that God wants to use him.
啊，感谢主啊！后来成为一个真正非常好的一个传道人哦。
And thank the Lord, later he became a very good pastor.
啊，有时候我们了解越多啊，就觉得说这个工作很神圣啊，也不是。如果神不跟我们同工，我们人实在没有办法做什么。
Sometimes the more we understand, the more importance we know.
所以有的人说啊。摩西的四十岁以前认为说我能我可以。
So some people say before age of 40, Moses say yes, I'm able to.
到了四十岁到八十岁一操练以后说我不行了，我不可以了。
From age 40 to age 80, he said no, I can't.
但是后来啊，神召他以后，他就说我靠着神我就可以了。
And later, when God called him, he realized that as long as he relied on God.
摩西的三个四十年。
And these are Moses' three.Times 40 years.
我们看出埃及记的二章二十三节。
And let's look at Book of Exodus, chapter 2:23.
出埃及记二章的二十三节。
Exodus chapter 2:23.
说过了多年，埃及王死了，以色列人因为做苦工就叹息哀求，他们的哀声达到神。24节。24. 神听见他们的哀声，就纪念他亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。25节。25. 神看顾以色列人，也知道他们的苦情。 所以以色列人啊，他们在受苦啊，神不是不知道。
So the Israelites, they were suffering, and of course God knows it.
但是神没有马上一听到他们的苦情就下来救他们。
But God did not acted right away and came down from heaven to save them.
因为神有他的一些计划。
For God has his plan.
事实上啊，神对以色列人所遭遇到的，他都知道的。
And in reality, God knows everything that the Israelites encountered.
所以第三章啊，就开始呼召摩西啊，来带领以色列民了。
And so chapter 3, God starts calling Moses to lead the people.
当时摩西带着他业务的羊群啊，在野地里面牧养。
And at that time, Moses was taking care of his father-in-law's flock.
说到了神的山啊，何烈山。
And went to the Mount of Horeb.
那突然间摩西看到说，有那个荆棘被火焚烧，但是没有烧毁。And
then all of a sudden Moses saw a burning bush, but the bush was not consumed.
摩西觉得说，哇，怎么会这样？And
Moses was one greatly wondered.
因为这个荆棘啊是很微小的草啊，很微小的，如果火一烧啊，很快噼里啪啦就烧光了。Because
the thorns was very insignificant, and when a fire consuming, it would consume very quickly.
但是为什么这个荆棘被火焚烧啊，但是都没有把它烧掉。
So how come the fire was burning and yet the bushes was not consumed?
这是一个非常特殊的意象。
And this was a very special vision.
所以摩西就想要去看看。
So Moses wanted to go and take a look.
神就从荆棘里面叫他说，摩西，摩西。
And God called from the burning bush, Moses, Moses.
他说我在这里。
And Moses said, here am I.
神说你所站的是圣地， 要把你的鞋子脱下来。
And God said, you're standing on the holy ground, take off your sandals.
然后告诉他说我是你父亲的神， 是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
And then God told him, I'm the God of Abraham, God of your fathers.
然后在荆棘当中来呼召他。
And then through the burning bush, God called him.
所以神常借着异象来启示人。
And we know that God often uses visions to reveal things to men.
就说借着异象来选召人啊，来做他的工作。
And using visions to choose his workers.
但是呢，这个荆棘是很脆弱的一种植物。
And we know thorns are very weak plants.
但是我们看到一般世人哦，他们在拜拜的哦，就是拜那个很高大又强壮的树啊。
And we know the Gentiles, they often worship very big and tall trees.
那像台湾呢，有那个树很大，所以他们叫做神木。
Usually in Taiwan, there's a big tree or big woods, and
they call 用红布把它围起来，很多人就拿东西去拜那个神木。
They thought it's a tree god, and they wrap a red ribbon around it and start worshiping it.
但神却没有在那个很高大的树木中啊来显现给摩西看。
And God did not reveal himself in a great tree to Moses.
是在荆棘当中来显现。Instead,
God revealed himself to Moses in a burning bush.
所以荆棘是表示很平凡、很卑贱的。And
bush represents something that's very ordinary, very lowly.
好像我们世人一样。Just
like ordinary people.
神虽然那么非常伟大、至高的神说，愿意跟那个谦卑的人来同居。And
though God is up high and great, but he does not mind living with the low men who are lowly.
那么伟大的神啊，而且成为卑微的人来到世界上。
And such great God rather become a lowly human being on earth.
来拯救我们世人啊，就是神的伟大。
And to save us all, that's God's greatness.
那刚才的这个以色列民啊，或选民啊，都好像这个荆棘一样。
And the Israelites and his chosen people, they are like that of thorns.
虽然非常脆弱，非常卑贱的，让人看不起的。
Though they are weak and despised and very lowly.
但是在这种当中啊，神却跟他们同在。
But at this time, God was with them.
所以我们看到以色列人的遭遇，好像就好像这样。
And just like the encounter encounterance of the Israelites.
虽然好像在荆棘当中被火焚烧啊，但是不会被烧毁。
Though there are like briars or bushes in the burning fire, but they are not consumed.
你看以色列民啊，在寄居在埃及地。
And now the Israelites were gathering in the land of Egypt.
他们只是外族人。
They were foreign people.
他们也没有什么权势地位。
They don't have any status nor power.
哈，法老王还要让他们做苦工，给他们压迫。
And the Pharaoh would oppress them and ask them to work hard labors.
啊，想要把他们灭种，把他们灭掉。
And his intention was to genocide.
但圣经里面说啊，虽然逼迫越大，但是呢，他们生养越多啊，越强盛起来。
And the Bible says, and yet the more they oppress them, the better they're off.
好像那个焚而不毁啊，一直烧不掉的荆棘一样。
It's like the more you burn them, and yet they're still there. You cannot consume them.
我们有时候信徒在这个世界上也是一样。
Often when we live on this earth,
虽然被人家看不起的，很卑微的。
Though we may be despised and very lowly.
但是神跟我们同在啊，我们就不怕。
But when God is with us, we are not afraid.
好像但以理有三个朋友。
Just like Daniel has three friends.
因为他们不拜偶像。
Because they refuse to worship the idols.
那就王就啊派人说把他们丢到那个烈火的窑里面去。
And so the king ordered them to be burned in the burning furnace.
他说啊，他们在火窑当中啊。却可以在那个窑里面在那游行啊。
And inside the burning furnace, they were walking unbound and unharmed.
说啊，火没有力量来伤害他们。
So the fire do not have the ability to harm
them. 他们的头发都没有那个烧焦的味道。
And there's not even a cinch of smell on their hair.
虽然在逼迫当中啊，但是神同在啊，但是没有受到影响。
So though there's persecution, if God is with you,You will not be influenced.
这是焚而不毁的荆棘啊。
And this is the burning bush that is not consumed.
啊，摩西本来要去看看呐、啊，但神说：“摩西，摩西，叫他。
”And when God was calling Moses, Moses, and Moses was going to go up and see.
神在呼召人哦，往往就叫名字。
When usually when God called people, He called his name.
好像撒母耳，撒母耳；好像保罗，保罗。
Just like Saul.
我记得在中学的时代，高中的时候。
I remember when I was in high school.
那个时候，江端里的那个新约教会啊，传到台湾来。
And the New Testament church was preaching to Taiwan.
那对台湾的教会有一点影响。
And this was imposed somewhat influence on the Taiwanese, on the churches in Taiwan.
后来谢顺道长老就研究他的书刊呐、啊、著作、啊、传单。啊、然后就写了一本书，叫做《江端里所受的灵》。
And then later, our elder Shea studied their pamphlets and their books and wrote a book, "The Spirit That 江端玉 Received."
啊，就判断说他那个是邪灵，不是圣灵的工作。
And then we decided that there it was the work of the evil spirit.
因为它里面有很多那个灵的经历啊，都不对劲。
Because in his book, there are many spiritual experiences that were somewhat incorrect.
啊，比如说啊，他听到有一个声音叫他说：“我的使女啊，我的使女，属徒使女啊，因为她是女的嘛，说不叫她属徒，叫她使女。”
And for example, one of his book recorded that a voice from heaven calling him, "My servant girl, my servant girl."
因为圣经里面啊，没有神没有叫一个工人说啊，我的属徒啊，我的长老，没有这样，都是叫名字。
In the Bible never recorded that the name that we always call the name directly rather than calling my servant or my servant girl.
那当然，他还有其他的一些经历啊，不太对。
And then he also has some wrong experience.
比如说，他有一次啊，穿了一件很漂亮的衣服。
For example, one day he was wearing a very beautiful clothes.
他要到一个基督徒的团契要去跟他们聚会。
And he was going to a Christian fellowship for gathering.
那结果经过了一栋楼房。
And as she was passing through a building.
啊，上面有人呐、啊，把那个洗碗水就倒下来。
And some people upstairs or on the floor.
那结果他就对着楼上啊一直骂。
Poured down water on him, and he was calling down. Yelling loudly.
啊，后来说啊，他心里产生一个意念。
And then later, there's this thought in her heart.
她说，这是神给你膏油啊。
And this is the anointing from God.
哦，所以她就很高兴。
And so he was very happy.
神膏油怎么会用那个洗碗水嘛？哈。
And when God anointed you, why would God use water from dirty dishes?
你看，那么古时候祭司要膏油，那个香膏都透注的，最好宝贵的香膏。
And as we know, in the ancient time, all the anointing oil are very perfume and very special ones.
所以那些属灵的、那些灵界方面的一些经历啊，不对。
So her spiritual experience was actually incorrect.
所以神呼叫摩西说：“摩西，摩西。”
So when God called Moses, Moses.
神说：“把你脚上的鞋脱下来。”
God said, "Take off your sandals."
因为你所站的是圣地。
Because the ground you're standing is holy.
其实真的，本来这一块地呀、啊。这个也是平时平常的地方
and, but that's just an ordinary piece of land.
但是因为有神的同在，圣灵同在啊，这就是圣地。
But because of God's abidance or God's Holy Spirit, the ground became holy.
所以神临在的地方啊，教会就是神的圣所。
And so where God descended, that's God's holy place.
我们的身体啊，也要成为神的殿啊，圣灵的居所。
Our body will also become the temple.Of God and God's dwelling.
因为这是非常神圣的神同在的地方。
And because this is a very holy place.
那神对摩西说啊，我是你父亲的神。
And God has said to Moses, I'm the God of your father.
也是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
He's God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以神就让他知道啊，这位神跟他之间的关系。
And so God revealed.Himself, the relationship that he has with him.
是他列祖的神。
He's the God of his forefathers.
啊，是一位全能的神，也是信实所依的神。
He's an almighty God, and he's a faithful and covenant-binding God.
因为神拣选了亚伯拉罕呢，做他们世世代代的神。
Because God chose Abraham, and he will become his God throughout the generations.
我们看第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
三章第七节。
Chapter 3, verse 7.
神说啊，我的百姓在埃及所受的困苦，我实在看见了。他们因受督工的辖制所发的哀声，我也听见了。我原来知道他们的痛苦。所以以色列人的苦难啊，神是很清楚的。
So the afflictions of the Israelites, God is very clearly, God clearly know about them.
所以神对摩西说啊，他们所受的困苦我看见了。
And that's why God said to Moses, their afflictions I have seen.
啊，他们的哀声啊，我听见了。
And I have also heard their cry.
他们的痛苦我是知道的。
And their suffering I know.
哦，我们的神是一个全知全能的神呐。
And our God is an all-knowing and all-powerful God.
所以我们所遭遇到的一切啊，他都知道。
And everything we encounter, he knows.
所以有时候啊，虽然我们在一时的苦难当中，好像神好像没有听我们的呼求，但是我们不要灰心。
So when sometimes we encounter trouble or tribulations, and we keep on calling to God, but God.
事实上，我们的一切他都很清楚。
Actually, God knows everything.
啊，那既然神知道了，那我们就可以放心了。
And since God knows, then we can take heart.
我们看第八节。
And Let's look at verse 8.
说我下来是要救他们脱离埃及人的手，领他们出到出了那地，到美好宽阔流奶以蜜之地，就是迦南人、赫人、亚摩利人、比利洗人、西魏人、耶布斯人之地。第九节。
Verse 9.
现在以色列人的哀声达到我的耳中，我也看见埃及人怎样欺压他们。第十节。
Verse 10.
故此我要打发你去见法老，使你可以将我的百姓以色列人从埃及领出来。哦，所以神说他下来啊，就是要来拯救以色列人脱离埃及人的苦。
Here says that God came down to deliver the Israelites from the Egyptians.
所以这一段圣经啊，就看到神那一种完全的拯救。
And from these verses, you can see the complete salvation from God.
百姓的苦难呢、啊，他看见了，听见了，他都知道的。
The affliction that God has seen and God has heard and God knows.
所以他下来的目的就是要把他们拯救，让他们脱离埃及人的手。
So the reason that he came down from heaven was to rescue them.
不只是要让他们脱离苦难，
not only rescue them from their sufferings，
还要拯救他们进到那个美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地，
but also to redeem them to enter into the broad and wild and wide land that's flow with milk and honey。
这是一种完全的救恩啊。
And this is a complete salvation。
神对我们现在的救恩也是一样。
Just like our salvation today，
把我们从贫穷泛滥当中啊，罪恶当中把我们救赎出来。
Though we are poor and needy and very troublesome, and yet He rescued us。
让我们进到真神里面啊，在恩典里面生活。
And then we and rescue us and bring us into His light and His salvation。
说还要救我们进到永生的天国。
And not only that, He will also bring us into the eternal life。
这是一种全面的救恩。
And this is a complete salvation。
那神就呼召摩西说啊，所以我下来，我要叫你去把以色列民带出来。
And so God said to Moses, I have called you to lead the people out of Egypt。
这是神显现异象给摩西看的目的。
And that was the reason that God revealed a vision to Moses。
要成他成为以色列人的救世救星。
And to becomeThe savior of the Israelites。
那这个摩西啊，那个时候啊，他连续好几次一直推辞神对他的呼召。
And Moses refused several times God's calling。
这跟四十岁的时候完全不一样。
And this is very unlike him at the age of his age of forty。
我们看三章十一节。
And let's look at chapter 3 verse 11。
摩西对神说：“我是什么人，竟能够去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？”四十岁的时候，因为他在王宫长大
，at the age of 40 when he was living in the palace，
啊，又有地位啊，法老女儿的儿子啊
，he has status， I'm the grandson of the pharaoh，
又学了埃及的一切学问啊，说话情事有才干啊
，and he has learned all the words and language and knowledge of the Egyptians，
所以那个时候他以为说，我可以靠我的能力啊来救我的同胞
，and feel that through his might。That he can save his people。
那现在这个时候，他说：“我是什么人啊？我怎么敢去见法老王啊
？”But now he said, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the children out of Egypt?"
因为现在他只是一个牧羊人呐、啊。
Because now he's only a shepherd.
啊，他又是一个逃犯呐、啊。法老王要抓他、啊，他不敢回家，他跑到这个旷野来的。
And he was also a fugitive that he was not able to go home, and that's why he was in the wilderness at the first
place。 法老那么有权势，我怎么敢去见他
？And the Pharaoh has so much army. How can I go see him？
所以他想一想说，我是什么人呢？我怎么敢
？And so he figured, who am I? That how can I dare go？
十二节说，神说我必与你同在。
And verse 12, God said that He will certainly be with him。
你就可以将百姓从埃及领出来，在这个山上来侍奉我。
And then you will be able to lead people out of Egypt and serve me on this mountain。
虽然摩西觉得说我现在不行了，
though Moses feel that he cannot now、
啊、但是神说我跟你同在你就可以了。
But God said, if I'm with you, then you're able to。
真的，我们如果光靠我们自己啊，我们什么都没有办法做。
Truly, when we observe ourselves, we cannot do anything。
但是有神跟我们同在就不一样了。
But if God is with us, then we have a different story。
因为神是全能的神啊。
Because God is not omnipotent，
在他没有一件做不到的事情。
In him, nothing is impossible。
所以不是靠我们自己能够做什么，而是要靠神跟我们同在。
So it's not what we want to do or what we can do, but rather whether we have His abidance or not。
说主要神跟你同在，你还怕什么呢
？As long as God is abide with you, what do you have to be afraid of？
主要神跟我们同在，还有什么没有办法克服的困难呢
？If God is with you, what problem can you not conquer？
所以神应许跟摩西同在。非常宝贵。
So God's promise to be abide with Moses is very precious。
二十三节啊，摩西再推辞。
And then on verse 13, Moses continued to refuse。
他说：“我到以色列人那里要对他们讲什么呢
？”He said, "If I go to the Israelites, what should I say?"
我如果说我们祖宗的神叫我来，但是他们问说他叫什么名字呢
？If I say the God of our ancestor had asked me to come to you, then they would say, "What's his name?"
啊，那我要怎么跟他们讲
？And what should I say to them?
神说啊，看十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
神对摩西说：“我是住有永有的。”又说：“你要对以色列人这样说：那住有的打发我到你们这里来。”
God said to Moses, I am who I am. And to say this to the people, I am sent you, has sent you.
So, and verse
15.
神又对摩西说, 你要对以色列人这样说, 主你们祖宗的神就是亚伯拉罕以撒雅各的神啊, 打发我到你们这里来。
God also said to Moses, say this to the people Israel, the Lord, the God of your fathers.
主是他的名,
and that his name is forever.
哦, 所以神主是摩西啊, 说, 你就告诉他们, 我们的神, 你所碰到的神就是一位住极有永远有的神。
So God revealed to Moses that God, that God is a eternal God.
也是我们的祖先啊，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，我们祖宗的神。
And he's also God of our fathers.
啊，因为他实在眷顾了我们，看到我们的苦情。
And certainly he has concern for us, and he has saw our suffering.
所以要带领我们啊，进到那个啊更美好的地方去。
And he will take us into a better land.
啊，但是摩西还是不放心呐。
But Moses, can not relax.
我们看第四章。
Let's look at
第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
四章第一节。
Chapter 4, verse 1.
摩西回答说啊，他们必不信我，也不听我的话，必说神并没有向你显现呐。好，摩西说啊，他们不会相信我的啦，我。 只是跟他们这样讲，他们怎么会相信呢？
Here says Moses, well, Moses said that they will certainly not believe him.
第二节说，神对摩西说，你手里是什么？他说是杖。
Verse 2 says, the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand?
因为他手里有一个牧羊的杖。
And because he has a staff in his hand.
神说啊，把它丢在地上，它一丢就变成蛇。
And God threw it on the ground, and the moment it turned into a snake.
哦，那一下就跑掉了。And
he was afraid, and he ran.
神说，你伸出手来，把它从尾巴拿起来，它要变成另外，又变成一根杖。And
God said, "Pick up the snake by its tail, and then it immediately turned back into a staff."
啊，你这样，你就可以到百姓面前了，行神迹啊，他们就可以信了。And
then this will be the miracle that you perform, and the people might believe.
所以摩西虽然 认为说百姓不信他,
and though Moses believed that people won't believe him,
但是神就应许给他行神迹的能力, 证实神跟他同在,
but God promised the power of miracle to him to prove that God is with him.
所以借着这一根杖, 这一根杖, 本来是牧羊的杖,
so through the staff, the staff to shepherd the sheep,
但后来神叫他把这根杖拿着, 在神的所里，在那里行神迹，
and then he asked him to take the staff and then do miracles.
他就可以把以色列民带出来，
and then he'll able to brought the Israelites out.
所以我们人好像这一根杖一样，
so,
微不足道的一根杖。
So we the man is like a staff.
但是有神的同在，就显出莫大的能力来。
And with God's abidance, we will show ourselves to have.
事实上，摩西也是一样，就好像一根杖一样。
And just like Moses, he himself is a staff.
但是能够让神使用，成为一个合用的器皿。
But once we're used by God, we are a fitting vessel, and we'll show great power.
神的同在啊, 就能够行神迹, 能够带领以色列民出埃及。
And with God's abidance, we'll be able to lead the people out and perform miracles.
我们看第六节, 四章第六节。
And let's look at verse 6.
四章六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6.
神又对他说啊，把手放在怀里，他就把手放在怀里，即使抽出来，不料手长了大麻风，有血那样白。第七节。
Verse 7。
神再说啊，再把手放回怀里，他再把手放回去，即使抽出来的时候，不料手又复原了，与周围的肉一样。哦，这是第二个神迹啊。
This is the second miracle.